Beth, the No Panic Zone. I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. It is the Steve Gruber Show. I am the voice of America. Good to have you here. Three big things you need to know this hour as we pursue the truth relentlessly. Number one, COVID deaths. How many people died in Michigan in long-term care facilities? The report from the Auditor General, pending. Number two, contact tracing will soon be a thing of the past as Michigan abandons that in the wake of the latest surge. And number three, a colossal bit of hypocrisy has cost the University of Michigan its president and him his credibility. Mark Schlissel out. Mark Schlissel out, removed from the job of president that he was supposed to keep until June of 2023. His annual salary was just shy of $1 million without bonuses. But the University of Michigan now releasing a pile of emails between the former president and the subordinate school employee, which was in direct violation of the rules put in place by Schlissel just 6 months ago. One of those articles, one of those emails, includes an article titled Sexual Fantasies of Every New Yorker. It was an article you couldn't download, Schlissel said in the subject box. Short blurbs, New York residents setting up what seems to be an imminent sexual encounter, but pivots to a tongue-in-cheek commentary about living in a big city. In other emails, Schlissel appears to be delighted at missing flight connections and getting stuck in Paris with this subordinate. And it goes on, but here's the part that really sticks with people at the University of Michigan and across the country. Schlissel played a direct role in putting together these new rules that caused him to be fired. In fact, in a Board of Regents meeting in July, just 6 months ago, Schlissel said there would be zero tolerance for anyone in a leadership position, quote, to solicit a personal or romantic relationship with someone they have a supervisory authority or career influence over. That's exceptionally important, he said, because of the power dynamic. It makes it difficult sometimes for folks to effectively say no. Then you put an employee in a very difficult circumstance. Schlissel's own words. While he was saying those things, while he was implementing these rules, he was in a relationship with a subordinate, apparently for at least back till 2019. His base salary, $927,000 a year. Just for point of fact, $927,000 a year. Yeah, and at that July Board of Regents meeting, that's where he announced the complete overhaul of sexual misconduct policy changes and the prohibition of any relationship like this with a boss and an employee. You know, it's just... But on January 15th, the Board of Regents removed Schlissel for cause as president after investigating an inappropriate relationship he had with the university employee. The Regents took the appropriate action, said the president of the School Students Association. Anyhow, it all comes in the wake of ongoing finger-pointing at a former doctor in the sports department that has been accused of multiple sexual assaults, Dr. Robert Anderson. Let's see. I mean, I'm looking through some more stuff here. It just seems that, you know, what a flaming disaster that turned out to be. So Mark Schlissel out as the president of the University of Michigan. No word yet on, you know, who's going to step into that role. I'm sure a nationwide, worldwide search has already begun. Schlissel, by the way, 64 years old. Obviously, not really any financial concerns for him, but a lot of, let's be honest. It's a mess. Speaking of messy sexual engagements. Lee Chatfield, the former House Speaker, facing the allegations from Rebecca Chatfield, his sister-in-law, that he sexually abused her for a decade. Now Rebecca Chatfield's attorneys are asking the church, the school, and everybody else to preserve records. So we'll see how this plays out. But the Northern Michigan Baptist Bible Church and Northern Michigan Christian Academy have both been asked to preserve all records, all communications. I just feel like that's going to go to someplace really, if I might be so bold as to use this word, someplace really icky. Really icky. It's going to be a damn, you know, Lifetime Network movie of the week. And the kind that'll make you hurl. Meanwhile, we're waiting on that report from the Inspector General for the state of Michigan. But remember this. Robert Gordon was the guy in charge of the Michigan Health and Human Services when he resigned abruptly 1 year ago. And got a $155,000 cash installment upon separation. And the agreement calls for Gordon to drop all claims against the state, though it was not immediately clear what claims may have been included. It also promises legal assistance in matters relating to actions he took while director. Were they telling us a year ago that this was going to come up? It was never clear why he resigned. And Elizabeth Hertel then took over. She was not the director of Health and Human Services when COVID-positive patients were sent into nursing homes against the advice of the Nursing Home Association. Five states did this. We know how it turned out in New York terribly. Well, we're told that those numbers are going to be revised when that report comes out later today. And that means, well, according to Deadline Detroit, it's going to go up 42%. I think that's still light on the count based on, and I base that on the experience of Wisconsin and Minnesota, who published reports back in 2020 that as high as 80% of their fatalities were coming from long-term care facilities, and they didn't have a policy sending COVID-positive patients into nursing homes. So this could be very problematic for the Whitmer administration, which is why the Auditor General, that's what it's called, the Auditor General's report, they were attacking it when they first got word of it, that it was going to say that they had undercounted deaths in long-term care facilities. It's not normal. Normally these reports, nobody looks at, nobody cares. Three people look at them, they're filed away in a dusty bin somewhere to be forgotten. Not this time, they're coming out swinging, which tells you there's something to it. And we'll be following it the next several days here for sure. All right, straight ahead. We'll have Wendy Block from the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. And we're going to talk about the change in the vaccine mandate and the ruling from the Supreme Court. And what happens to small hospitals now? Will they survive or not with that split decision from the Supreme Court? Back in a moment on the Steve Gruber Show. Don't go anywhere. Michigan water has never been more important than it is today. You can find your Pure Michigan water experts at Wolverine Water. Wolverine Water has been installing Michigan-made products for almost 75 years now. Hometown products and hometown service provided by your friends and neighbors at Wolverine Water since 1947. How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water. I've been a customer for over 20 years too. If you're ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com.
The Michigan Chamber.
Over the past year, we've experienced incredible uncertainty. Businesses across the state have been shut down. Unemployment skyrocketed, and Michiganders have been left wondering, what's next? And throughout this turmoil, your Michigan Chamber has been fighting for you to protect lives and livelihoods. We know that we're all in this together. Michiganders are strong and resilient, and we know that working together, we can bring Michigan back.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing?
It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. Patriotfoods.com.
The pandemic has made it clear, if you're overweight, have diabetes or high blood pressure, you are at risk. MyPureHealth Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With MyPureHealth Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. MyPureHealth Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.